Well, Pinto, you have the listeners siding with you on the... Everybody's blaming me now for spoiling my child. And it, first of all, you don't even know my child.
I don't.
No, not you. No.
Oh, the listeners?
I'm talking to the people emailing me, giving me parental advice now. Be careful. I mean, that's all I'm saying. You don't know my kid, and you don't know me. You listen to me on the radio every day. You know, we're all friends here. Your listeners are my friends, and listeners are part of this program, but you're not in my home every day seeing how I raise my child. So just be careful sending me parental advice. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
That absolutely. I'll agree with you 100% on that one.
Thank you very much. And we're talking about what kind of car Emma's going to get in a few years. We'll see what happens. Maybe I won't have a job in 3 years.
Will she have a pickup?
We'll see where life takes us. It's a long ways away. 3-4 years is a long ways away. A lifetime in some ways. Welcome to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show here on KFGO. And my next guest is one of my favorite guests to have on this program because she is the president of my alma mater, Minnesota State University Moorhead, although I prefer to call it Moorhead State University because that's what my piece of paper says on my wall at home. Her name is President Edna Szymanski, and she joined us on KFGO. Hello, President Edna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Mike. How are you?
You know, it's homecoming week for you guys, for the Dragons, so it's an exciting week. Big football game Saturday against Concordia St. Paul and many other activities. So before we get to the very, very serious talk of reducing budget deficits, let's put in a plug for Dragon homecoming this week, okay? Take the stage and go.
It's fantastic. I mean, I've never seen this many events scheduled for homecoming ever. And if you go to our webpage, you can click onto something that'll get you to all these events. And it's like, okay, Thursday's the big chili contest. Many of our departments are having big open houses on Friday. Friday, catch this, we're having the four presidents panel. Going back to 1958, John Neumeier's going to be in town, jeez, and Roland Dill and Roland Barden, and it's just every minute of every day is occupied with things that are going on. And it's been like that since Monday, and it's just, whoa, you can feel the energy. In fact, yes, it's dragonhomecoming.com. Gets you right to it.
Perfect. So let me ask you this, and I hopefully maybe, you know, Dave Wahlberger is there next year or something to maybe help you out. But
how yeah,
many,
he is.
How many alums are in the Fargo-Moorhead area or within a half-hour drive of Fargo-Moorhead? Do you know that? Because it's a significant number of MSUM alums who live right here in our community still.
It turns out that it's a significant majority. I don't know the exact number, but I've actually seen the maps, and it's a huge number here. In fact, we have this beautiful big alumni map, and this area is key. And then we go into the Twin Cities. We got a lot of folks in the cities. Then we go over to Arizona, and then Colorado and California are our major hot pockets. But this is the major area. And I'm expecting to see them. I mean, there's hot stuff happening.
Arizona, Colorado, and California, you said, are also hotbeds of Dragon alums. Do we know what they're doing there? Are they teaching? Are they inventing things? Are they changing the world? What are we Dragons doing?
All of the above.
Okay.
I've met people involved in the film industry. I've corresponded with physicians. We've talked with financial managers, all of the above.
Are they writing,
and teachers.
Are they writing checks to you? That's another important question.
Yes, that's why I've corresponded with a number of them.
Good. I figured maybe that was the case, but I wanted to make sure they were writing checks with lots of zeros on them. Okay?
Absolutely.
Speaking of money, this is a good segue for us. There are going to be some changes, it sounds like, at MSUM. You're going to be offering some early retirement because there's going to be about a $5 million budget shortfall. We're talking, about 45 faculty and staff members that are going to be asked for early retirement. Tell us about this. This is a large number of people at MSUM.
Well, it's not that huge, actually, Mike. We have some interesting figures. We're only hoping to solve about $4 million of our budget challenge through reduction in faculty and staff. Since 2010, when we started doing a much better job of referring students to the community college, our enrollments actually decreased by 11.5%. Now, we think that is the right thing because we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. we don't want to balance our budget on the backs of students who would do better to start somewhere else in order to be successful. And we know that from the past and from the statistics, students in this particular category only have about a 25 to 28% chance of graduating in 6 years. So we now refer them to our partners at M-State. In fact, we send them a letter where M-State waives the application fee. Turns out at the same time we decided to do this, because it was the right thing to do, was the time that the population of high school age students was decreasing. So the combined result of that is that we're down a little over 11%. But even after the reductions that we're talking about, we're still going to have probably the lowest faculty to student ratio in the entire of the entire state university.
Well, let me say this, is that I know in some circles, and I think I saw a press release from another institution today touting that they're having their highest enrollment ever. It goes against, I guess maybe it's counterintuitive to think that a lower enrollment is a good thing, but the way that you're explaining it, it makes perfect sense. Because on this program, you and I have had this conversation before, President Edna, that there are some kids that just aren't ready to go to a four-year institution and try to get that four-year degree and go into a liberal arts college. And maybe a place like MnState would be a better start for them. And this is what's happening here. And so to me, while it's counterintuitive to say, gosh, our enrollment is shrinking, I think this is nothing but a positive, because you're sending kids to a place where that they can have some success and then possibly move on to Minnesota State Moorhead or someplace else after a couple of years.
Well, essentially, we're right-sizing that way, and we're also working very, very closely with M-State and our other community college partners to make the transfer more seamless for those students who then choose to come here after they finish a degree at the community college. So, in fact, we were just talking about that this morning with Peggy Kennedy, the president at M-State. So, yeah, we're basically trying to focus on the student. The other thing right now is, you know, as I said, when this is over, we'll still have the lowest faculty-student ratio. But right now we're concerned that students are paying tuition that's supporting faculty who we really don't need for our current enrollment.
Does this have anything to do with Minnesota State budget issues the past several years, or is it strictly an enrollment issue?
It's actually the enrollment issue, but that's complicated by loss of state funds, as you know, for many, many years. The legislature did well by us this past year, and they really did well by our students. But we had had those many years before then of erosion of state funds. So we're lean and mean, if you will. We've been reorganizing and reallocating. We brought that to new heights. You know, this one is really enrollment driven, and frankly, we're simply trying to get it balanced so that going forward, we're not every year doing a little bit here and a little bit there.
President Edna Szymanski, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. She's the president of Minnesota State University at Moorhead. So when does the accepting and offering of early retirements happen? Let's talk about some. These are real people who live in our community, and many for a long, long time. When does all this start happening, and has contact already been made? Have you had people raise their hand already?
We've had some people express some interest, but the way this works is we're going to send out individual letters to probably about 45 or so folks, mostly faculty, some staff, and those will go out October 18th. And they'll have 21 days to make a decision, but they're very individual because they'll explain exactly how it would work for that particular individual.
That's nice. That's good. Fair enough. Let me ask you this. Let's step back in time a couple of years here. When did higher education, you mentioned enrollment supporting faculty, and it's a business. I mean, it's money exchanging hands and everything else. Did higher education get out of whack several years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, where it became a race for higher enrollment and it became a race to post numbers and show other universities that you have more kids than some other place? Did that happen in higher education?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, that happened for many universities. And it was the way the business model went for a while. And there wasn't as much of a focus on student success or an accountability for producing results. So it everywhere I've been, it had been always, we'll look at the numbers first, let's look at enrollment, let's focus on enrollment. And it was only, I guess, in about the past 8 or 9 years when we've really been talking more about, so how's it going in terms of how are students graduating? Are they getting jobs in the disciplines they're prepared, you know, that they, mm-hmm. they've studied in? That's been a focus that we've come back to that. And some of us came back a little later than others.
What is the perfect enrollment size for Minnesota State University Moorhead? Is there a perfect number where you could say if we could have X number of students enrolled every year, we would be the perfect university? Not that you aren't already.
Well, I think we're pretty close to perfect. Actually, right now, you don't want to grow fast. You want to do this gradually. Right now, our headcount, as of today, is 6,595. And the full-time equivalent that goes with it is 5,781. We're looking at probably a headcount of maybe, you know, between 7,500 with an FTE up there in the 6,000.
Okay.
That would make sense because the one thing we don't want to ever lose is the fact that our faculty care about, they know our students, they do a really good job with them, and if you have too many students and you get spread out like that, you don't have that which is who we are, faculty-student engagement.
Have you already seen results from your partnership with M State, or is it too early in the process to see that? Do you have evidence that shows that sending kids there and recommending they go there is paying dividends down the road and even further down the road that's going to lead to growth and better students in the future?
We haven't gotten down as far into the data, but I can tell you that no matter what, the partnership will get us there because our provosts are continuing to tackle some pretty difficult things to make transfer more seamless in some high demand majors and occupations. It should, you know, we have to set a path out so that if a student goes into this program, say at M State or at Northland, they complete the program with high grades, they pass a licensing exam or whatever. We need to have it so that if they get the grade, you know, certain grade point, it's almost seamless. And we're making a lot of progress. Our faculty have worked very hard on those agreements.
I know you have a very busy schedule. I thank you very much for taking time out. The website again for Dragon Homecoming is
DragonHomecoming.com.
Perfect. And the football game is Saturday at Nemzik against Concordia St. Paul,
at
correct?
At 2 o'clock, and there's going to be tailgating. The parade, I believe, is at 10 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
And it is just going to be a fun day.
Excellent. Thank you, President Edna. Always good to talk to you.
Well, thank you kindly, sir.
Yeah, you bet, President.